This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Now, if there's a postal person out there that would love to call in and let me know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If there's a postal person out there that willing to let me know that when it comes to the, the ballot, right? You get the ballots here. They want to do it by mail. They're pushing to do it by mail, right? And I found a bag full of ballots. Now, they weren't filled in. They had not made it to where they were supposed to make it, apparently. And I gathered them up from an end. They were strewn all over the place. I mean, really, there were people there kind of like beeping because I was blocking the intersection trying to pick them up. Those are like gold bullion. It's wrong. And somebody should have picked them up. You know what I'm saying? And so I picked them all up, and I actually put a picture of it on Facebook. You know, this is why mail-in ballots don't work. These people would have been screwed. They would have not got their ballots in. You can't go out and vote anywhere. You have to vote mail-in. So it wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been fair. It would have been wrong in so many levels. And so some of the hardcore Dems who saw my picture, and I took a video of me putting them all in a mailbox on purpose, because I knew they'd exactly do this. I knew this is exactly what they would do. Right? So, anyhow, put them all in the mailbox. And I was thinking to myself, these poor people, maybe 30, 40, 50 ballots were there. Either somebody was stealing them to fill them in for later, or these people just would have, you know, maybe it was a real accident. And these people wouldn't have known until it was too late that they didn't get their ballots in. They would have called. They would try to get help. They may not have been getting another ballot issued. It's just so wrong on so many levels. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Then what would you do if people put them in? Right? What if they actually got put in and now that person has to go fight that wasn't them, that wasn't their signature? That's not cool. But I'll tell you what is cool, you know, Dems, there isn't a welfare program that Democrats don't like. Anything to get you hooked. You know, I'm not a fishing person. So some of you that fish, let me know if I'm wrong on this, okay? But I'm not a fishing person. But think about it. People who fish, you know, professionally or semi-professionally, just love it. They go learn about every lure there is. That's what it's called, right? I mean, whether it's a fly or a worm or a piece of meat or whatever it is that you need to lure that fish over, right? To hook them on. You know what I'm saying? And the Democrats must have grew up and learned how to fish. Because they really know how to put the bait out. They're looking to put a stimulus out for 2,000. Ready? Everyone. Hey, I'll sit on the couch and take it. They want every person to get a $2,000 monthly stimulus check. They want rents canceled and mortgage payments for 1 year. Now, $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year in actual cash, if you think about it, right? You want to cancel rents and mortgage payments. Now, either one of those two is another $1,500 to $2,000, right? I'm just averaging it off here. So, you know, there's $50,000-$60,000 a year for doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, I think that's great. We just take it out of the Democrat legislators' pocket. They wouldn't let the president move. Remember, they were all over him for wanting to shut down trips from China. Oh, yeah, can't do that. I mean, seriously. $2,000 monthly, a monthly stimulus thing. Wow. And what's we see? The Emergency Money for People Act would provide $2,000 monthly to Americans over the age of 16 for up to 12 months. Over the age of 16? You're going to give a 17-year-old $2,000 a month? Are we serious? Oh, God, these people are whacked. Boy, talk about buying votes. This would include individuals who were left out of the CARES Act, such as some high school and college students and adults with disabilities who are ineligible to receive the stimulus check because they were claimed as a dependent. Well, of course. And the people that are dependents in the home are getting an extra $500 per person for those people. Now, since not everybody has... You ready for this one? Talk about stealing money the easy way. Not everyone has a bank or a home address. To address this, the Emergency Money for the People Act calls for individuals to get this money through direct deposit, comma, check, comma, prepaid debit card, mobile money platforms, Venmo, Zelle, or PayPal. What could go wrong? Every American age 60 and older making less than $130,000 annually would receive at least $2,000. Now, if they make less, I mean, 16, man, if I was making $130,000, I wouldn't even be looking at this. I got the stuff I want to do. But if you're making, if you're 20,000, if you're 20 years old and you're making $100,000 a year, and you're still allowed to grab $2,000, that's a problem. Joe, senior host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please just be engaged. Be involved. Do something. Pay attention. Find out what's happening around you. I mean, seriously. I mean that with all sincerity. Find out what's going on around you. Get involved. Get engaged. And make a difference. Let me just bring him on because I have so much fun when he's with me. I really do. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He joins me every week. And I really, truly enjoy the time he spends with us, because he gives a lot of great legal advice. I may need some now. They're trying to nail me on a felony. But anyway, Brad, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you.
Hey, did you hear about this new plan by the Democrats They want to give, you ready for this one? Yeah, I hope you're sitting down or not driving, because I don't want to get in an accident. They want to give $2,000 a month in stimulus checks. They want to cancel the rent and cancel mortgage payments for 1 year for people over, you ready for this? For people over 16 making less than $130,000 a year. That's a whole new welfare program, ain't it?
Yeah, that's called Destruction USA welfare program. Complete and total destruction. I have heard of that. I think it was AOC was talking about that. I wasn't too surprised, but I would like to think that she had more going for her than what she displayed with that movement she's trying to create.
You're such a loving Christian man, Brad, because I didn't go there at all. I'm just going, you know what? She needs to find Jesus, period. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And, I never, in college you sort of wondered, why'd I have to take economics? And now I'm in a stage of life where I wish everyone had to take economics. So.
Well, I mean, think about this. I mean, quick rundown, right? Every American over the age of 16 making less than $130,000 a year, that's pretty much every teenager, right? Married couples earning less than $260,000 would receive $4,000. That is probably the majority of couples living in America, right?
Right.
Qualifying families with children will receive an additional $500 per child. So that's $500 per child for all of those in the above categories, right? For those who had no earnings but they were unemployed, they'd also be eligible for the $2,000 a month, even if they didn't file a tax return. Okay? I mean, this is like socialism on steroids, is it not?
Yeah, and if they did do something like that, of course, you'd have all these people not working. Why should they work? It's a massive welfare on steroids. You take away incentive for people to work, take away incentive for people to go to college. Or, you know, they've got this nice, free, easy handout. And it would also, of course, inflate the currency. I mean, it would just be a total economic nuclear bomb.
Agreed.
Throughout the United States. And the key, though, with this, I mean, we sort of look at it and chuckle, but the key is the extent to which the American people think it's a good idea or would even entertain it. Like, I'm just curious what percent of America would say, we'd vote for that. We'd be in favor of that. I'd like to think it'd be like, 1 or 2%. But the way things are going in our society today with people entertaining outright socialism, that could actually be entertained by a large chunk of Americans, and that should be very alarming for future generations.
Yeah, I look at this stuff all the time, and I say to myself, I hate to say this, but I don't know if I'm in agreement with you. I think there's a lot of people suffering that would just take it, and they think that we should be taking care of people that are having a hard time, but they can't tell you what a hard time is. A lot of these young kids on college campuses, they don't even really know what socialism is, but they're for it. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will.
Right. You know? I think the key is that they don't understand, oftentimes, I think, where government gets its money, where it comes from, and what happens when government takes more money from where it comes from, businesses, taxpayers, and then redistributes it and gives it to others. And what are the ramifications of that in the long term? And that's unfortunate that we have a lot of people in our society who don't understand that and the ramifications, how people lose jobs, companies go out of business, and the country goes into a downward spiral, as we've seen in socialistic countries across the world.
But it's not government, and I both know, it's not government money. It's our money that the government is, holding for us and supposed to be using properly. Hey, let's jump to a different topic here. I don't know if you saw it the other day, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh, they came down with I guess they upheld or changed some kind of a verdict from a 1972 decision regarding unanimous jury verdicts. Were you familiar with that?
Yeah, somewhat. And I was a little perplexed. How the judges lined up on this was really intriguing. It was not the normal, you know, left and right.
Right.
It was very, very mixed. You had concurring opinions, and you know, it was very, very split, divided. You know, yeah. So I think it's going to need to be played out some more in future case law, because it seems somewhat problematic. I'm concerned that there's going to be now a large number of people who are convicted having their sentences completely thrown out.
Really?
And that would be that's my concern. Now, if that happens, that'd be a terrible injustice to the many victims because of how they've interpreted this. But I'm not sure. That's just conjecture, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
Given you know what the real smoke around this was, or the real heat, was that he made comment about Roe versus Wade. And apparently he made a comment that this is proof,
yes,
or this shows you that, you know, these opinions, as he put them, are not set in stone.
Yeah, right. That was interesting when Kavanaugh came out and said that. I looked at that very significantly as a foreshadowing of where he's planning on going with Roe versus Wade. That was he went out of his way to make this broad philosophical comment and as a precursor to where I think he wants to Roe versus Wade to how he wants Roe versus Wade to be overturned and brought back to the states.
Well, but that's and that's where it should be, is at the state level. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that in the beginning, but nobody wants to talk
right.
about her comment around that. But I think that it was you're right. I think he did that on purpose. I think it sent a shudder down everybody's spine who is so pro-abortion. And I'm glad he poked him in the eye. We're going to talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the passage of a small business relief package in the Senate. The president says he looks forward to taking up the measure soon.
I urge the House to pass the bill, and they're going to be voting on it, I imagine, very
very soon.
President Trump says his administration worked closely with lawmakers to get the nearly $500 billion package through the Senate. The president explains what's exactly in the bill.
That includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus. Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says there will be an investigation over a period of time, and he also says that China will be held accountable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Can one guy be? We are back.
I kissed her.
You're listening to the Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let me just bring him on because I do. I have so much. He's got so much to tell us, and we have so much happening. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing great things all across this country. I mean, and seriously, they do it for free. For all intents and purposes, they do it for free. And you know what? If you can't physically help, you can monetarily help or whatever you can do to help in those areas, it doesn't hurt to check out the site, pji.org, PJI for PacificJusticeInstitute.org, and check it out, help out where you can. Brad, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time.
Oh, I appreciate it as well. Thank you.
So, yeah, we were just talking during the break. We're going to have to start heating up the mics and charging people for it or something. But, you know, how Gavin Newsom here in California and other states, too, you know, Newsom feels that basically it's his money to do it as he pleases. It's just great. I love it, you know. $125 million to illegal aliens who could get money from the feds. So that they are able to stay here, stay in the country while all this is happening. And I'm thinking, there's so many places that can go to people who actually pay taxes. And I'm just floored. That's all I got to say. I'm floored. God.
Yeah.
Well, again, we were running through it, and then this stuff started hitting me in the head. It's like, wait a minute. This guy's done so much more than this. You're going to have a problem in this state coming up soon. We can't keep it up here. And we're not getting any sales tax. You know, gas has hit rock bottom, so they're not getting gas tax money like they were before. You don't have college kids going to school, so they're not spending money in the stores around them. So there's no sales tax. We're in for a real economic disaster, if you would, here in California, aren't we?
Oh, exclamation mark. A huge economic disaster. And I think what we're seeing here is a major flaw that politicians sometimes make, but it's very, very fatal. And that is the extent to which they are adopting policies and procedures or mandates, in this case, without being attentive to the masses and its impact on the masses and what's really happening to the masses, in this case in the state of California. We see that, though, in the state of Michigan. We see it in New York. We see it in Washington State, where we have governors coming down with edicts and mandates, very controlling, without being substantiated. You know, the president's phase one, phase two, phase three, hats off. I mean, it was very well thought out, very well groomed, very balanced. You know, some people, you know, think it's maybe too conservative, too liberal, too soon. But it has some very logic and science and data backing it. But what we see happening now with governors like Gavin Newsom is coming out with edicts and policies and mandates and timelines that make absolutely no sense economically and are completely insensitive to the major impact and destruction it's going to have on millions of people in the state of California.
Yeah, and I'm hearing through the political grapevine that he's looking to keep this place closed towards the end of the year. And there's no reason for it. When these other states start doing well, when things start to turn around for them, I'm hoping, because Californians are pretty laid back, right? I am hoping that you're going to get some people that are going to do an uprising. They're really going to start pushing back. And we'll see, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, actually, that is the trend line that I'm observing. That is picking up momentum. There's going to be demonstrations up and down the state on May 1st. And you know, so far law enforcement has allowed them, even though they go completely against the governor's mandate. As far as I'm concerned, as a constitutional attorney, all the better in that it's giving greater protection down the road for churches and synagogues and others wishing to be able to meet responsibly and safely. Some of those demonstrators, I do think they would be smart to wear masks and keep their distancing, but that's that's separate from the yep. from the free speech issue and the growing trend that I see happening with more and more Californians being fed up and wanting to have something that's reasonable and rational, like other states like Texas and Tennessee and others are doing, that really makes sense and are really sensitive and responsible and balanced.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really wish that we would sit back, we would look at this and take the appropriate civic action. How do you like that? Kept it clean. To make a point, to let these people know we're not going to stand for it. And you're seeing it happen in other states, which I frankly think is wonderful. All right. But let's move on. You've got a great event coming up. What is it, Thursday? I think it is. Let people know about it.
Yes, and it's a Zoom call event. I think that's what they call them. It's like a conference call, but it's via Zoom. And it's going to be at 2 p.m. Thursday, Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. And what we're going to be going over is something that people across America, faith-based people across America, are going to want to hear, especially church leaders, heads of synagogues, and that is how they can open their church and their synagogue much quicker than they realize, very legally and safely, and how to do it. We now have the case law, the federal mandates, and other factors that have come into play that now let us as attorneys be able to put together something, a game plan, that makes it very viable and much sooner than people expect. And we're very excited about that, and we only have 1,000 spots on our Zoom call. I get a feeling that's going to fill. But people, I encourage them to pass this on to their clergy, their leader of their church, their synagogue, to their priest, to make sure that they have it. That's who we need to make sure participates, or executive directors of churches, so they can get this information and start opening their doors responsibly and start ministering, which is so important and essential for this country.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But I'm looking at what's going on across the country. I don't know how much longer some of these other states are going to be able to hang, you know, out in the fray, if you would, because these states are going to start opening. What are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to do when this state, California, can't do business with another state? He actually had the audacity to buy almost $1 billion worth of masks, you know, health masks, from China, when he could have been buying them here in this country from places in this country that are making those masks. And just thoroughly amazed.
I was disappointed when I heard that when he was asked about it, he says, "No comment. I'm not going to, you know, give information." I mean, that is not a good PR move.
No.
Very not a good PR move. it says guilty. Presume the worst, you know. So he also needs to probably hire someone to help him with public relations a little better than that.
He's gotten to the point, Brad, where he really believes himself to be, you know, dictator in chief, that he knows what's best for us, he knows what's better, and that's all there is to it. Sit back, shut up, and I'll tell you what to do, and you'll be healthier for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying. He came out and he's given, you know, edict saying, you know, you can't have drive-in services where everyone's staying in their car with their windows rolled up. That's crazy. Well, now it looks like he's backing off that. We just got the state, Washington State, that governor to back off on that. We sent a demand letter. Nevada's already backed off on that. But this is a classic example where governors are giving edicts and proclamations without even a rational basis. I mean, without the substance to really support why they're doing that. Yeah, when they're having others can sit in their parking lots and eat their hamburgers, but they can't listen to a church service. It's really crazy, and I'm just really glad to see that we've seen some judges pounce on that, like in Kentucky and the Attorney General Barr intervening in a Mississippi case matter like that. We need to retake our liberty, and to retake our liberty, we need to hold those abusing their powers accountable now and not later.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I would have thought that AG, I like to call him AG Barr, AG Barr, I really thought that by him going after the Mississippi mayor and him starting to make noise over these draconian laws and rules that these mayors and governors are actually passing, that people would start backing down. But then you saw that one where in the California county where they were banning singing in the churches because, you know, even the live stream stuff where they were in there, they were 6 feet apart, and they were singing and worshiping, and some of the governor, the county supervisor said, well, look, you're singing, you know, those germs are flying across the room or towards each other, they're still in the room, and I'm thinking, wow, you guys really, there's really something wrong with you people. Gotta go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host, you're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back.
Living it up in the city.
Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on, enjoying his time with us. He's got so much happening. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we get rolling into this segment, go ahead and tell people how they can help, what you guys are doing, and you know, and some of the things that they can find on your website.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute do all our work without charge. We have hundreds of volunteer affiliate attorneys all across the United States. We have more offices across the country than any other organization of our kind. And we're unique. We take on these cases without charge, and we don't cherry pick just the high profile cases. We're very, very unique. We make sure everyone gets help when it comes to our area of expertise and our mission of defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life. We've got great resources, everything for helping small businesses, to help churches, model bylaws and policies to help protect them from being sued, or we have parents' rights information, opt-out forms for parents to protect their kids who still have their kids in public schools, the ability for churches and synagogues to start homeschool co-ops. There's just so much in the way of solid resources to empower people to know what their rights are, what they can do, and to really have an impact. And these are, we create all this without charge, and they can get our Legal Edge, Legal Insider newsletter online, and they can sign up for that on our website at pji.org. And, of course, we have these great phone call Zoom seminars that they can watch also about you know, how they can open their church doors once again, or how their church can qualify for financial relief via the CARES Act. We have new funding that was just approved today. So there's a lot of real substantive material that's really helping countless numbers of businesses, individuals, churches, and et cetera.
Yeah, you do a lot of good things. I know people that you've helped. I know issues you've been involved with. I think it's great. So, there's still so much craziness. Again, it's going on out there. You know, you've got people. We're getting some pushback in many states with these rallies. I don't know if I want to call them rallies or protests or what have you. They're being respectful. Those on our side, anyway, are being respectful. You know, explain this to us. Tell us what's going on. The numbers still don't make any. 1,200 people are dead in California from the coronavirus, and that 1,200. We're not even sure that all 1,200 are dead because of the virus. You know, they've been reporting pretty much anybody who dies, right? But we have 4 million people in this state.
We know that the overwhelming majority of, I think it's like 85% or maybe it's like, I mean, or more, had other serious life-threatening kind of issues, conditions that were at play here in California. So it's... It really is sort of questionable when you look at that. And as far as the demonstrators go, I believe that the First Amendment does protect their rights to demonstrate. I believe they should be wise and responsible, keep safe distancing, masks. I mean, this isn't just a conspiracy thing and the virus doesn't really exist. It really does exist, and people need to be responsible. And when it comes to, like, these churches and synagogues opening up, Pacific Justice helping them do that without charge, you know, we're not talking about them being irresponsible like we saw a few churches do and just do stupid things and people get the disease and die. We're talking about how they can safely, reliably, and safely and legally be able to open their doors again. So it's using our brains but not giving up our liberties. And that's the balance. And unfortunately, we have many in government that are giving up our liberties and are not using their brains. But I'm very optimistic. I think as we move forward, we're going to see more and more of our society choosing instead to stand up for our liberty and very responsibly.
Brad, when or how are we going to get the courts to step into things like the LA mayor letting 4,400 or 4,200 people out of jail, and yet he's threatening to arrest people who won't wear masks? He's threatening to arrest people that are out in their own backyards or front yards without masks on. I mean, if this gets in front of a judge, and I wish it would, it couldn't possibly stand, could it?
Yeah, I don't think, honestly, after all this is all said and done, and, you know, they issue these, you know, citations and a $1,000 fine and up to 5 months in prison, you know, potentially. I think that in the end, I think the judges are going to not push this and the full penalty. They'll probably do something very, very minor, slap on the hand, because you know, they realize that this is a crazy time we're in, and there has been abuse. There clearly has been abuse of law enforcement. You know, in Mississippi, you know, putting bags of nails on the driveway of a church to keep people in the church from driving into a car parking service with them staying in their cars. Really, pouring nails to keep cars from coming in. That's what they, and then fining everyone in the church that showed up in their car to sit in their car, fining them $500. It took the attorney general to pounce on that. And we have to realize that it's in times when people are the most desperate, what our nation is feels the most threatened is when we're often the quickest to surrender our fundamental liberties. And these are the times we have to be the most vigilant to keep those liberties. That's what we at Pacific Justice Institute are committed to do, and we're willing to represent and assist anyone across the United States as we go through these very historic, challenging times.
Well, I want to welcome Rinaldo out of Orlando. Must be beautiful there, Rinaldo. You are you keeping clean? I hope you're not going to get arrested on the beach or anything like that, right? Anyhow, thanks for joining the show. When I see a new person end up in the chat room, you know, discover the chat room, I think it's wonderful. I was going to kick out of it, but hey, listen. So again, I want to come back to, they're on Trump. They're all over Trump. You know, now he's closed the borders. How long before they take him to court?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think there will probably be some lawsuit filed. But, you know, the Constitution gives the president the right and the authority to do that. I mean, you know, it's been utilized before by past presidents. And in fact, this is actually a federal statutory mandate here that allows this. And when it was passed, they specifically cited in cases of pandemics, or employment issues, low unemployment, or high unemployment. Those
really?
Were specifically cited as grounds for it to be utilized by the president specifically. So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, file the lawsuit. I also salute the way that the president has very responsibly laid out a game plan with the phase one, phase two, phase three, very workable. It's a little more conservative than I would, you know, by about one or 2 weeks conservative. But at the end, it's going to work out, I think, very smoothly, very responsibly. It's going to give governors some clear boundaries to work with. Those that don't, perhaps I'll just leave it at that. Those that don't are going to end up going it alone and facing it alone. With the people of their states protesting and possibly booting them out of office.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things going on from a legal standpoint. Look at universities now are being sued over they want refunds because of the virus. The universities are saying, hey, this wasn't our fault. We didn't close down the school because of anything we did. The government did, so we can't give you those refunds. You're going to see lawsuits all over the place. And did you see the president today telling Harvard they had to give back the money? I mean, Harvard's got the biggest endowment on the planet, I think, and yet they went for, what was it, $40 billion for the federal government?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And Harvard, by the way, is the one who just came out with a journal article from a professor, apparently, from Harvard, where he has an alarming article warning people how he thinks this whole pandemic will result in people doing something very horrendous, and that is homeschooling their children.
Oh,
and
I saw that.
And the attack he put on homeschoolers, calling them racists, the people who hate science, backward.
I'm
just astounded that those kind of pejorative, that kind of stereotyping and generalizing in a very that's not supported at all by facts or information, that he would try to get away with that. But it shows them also how desperate they are when they see that there is that is a very real possibility. And I've been talking about that and how we actually at Pacific Justice have been actually now working to help encourage churches and synagogues to start homeschool co-ops all across the United States.
I think it's a great idea. I'm a school board trustee. I think it's a great idea. I totally, 110% believe in parental school choice. Parents should decide where their kids get educated. You know?
Yeah, and you know that, and that's a school board member of the people, of the parents.
Thank you.
Is one that is for school choice, for parental choice, and respectful of parental choice. That's a healthy school district with a healthy school board that has that kind of attitude. And one that is willing to work with the parents and accommodate the parents for the best interests and needs of the children, as the parents see those needs and assess those needs for their child. That's a win-win for everyone.
All right, Brad Dakins with Pacific Justice Institute. Check them out at pji.org. A lot more coming up. Listen, the next hour, it's going to be coronavirus-free because there's more stuff going on in the world than the virus. I promise you. We'll be back in a few minutes.